And really, when we think about life, we think about choices that we have. And as far as choices, we have one great choice, and that's where we're going to spend eternity. As I look around, we all make choices every day. Robert made a choice to wear that nice blue sweater this evening. And I appreciate the colors. We all make choices what we wear. We make choices what we're going to eat, whether Tom and Rose is going to cook dinner or twice this week or go out and eat. And we all make choices where we're going to spend holidays, where we're going to do this or what we're going to wear. But at the end of the day, the most important choice that we can make is where we're going to spend eternity. And we have the two choices before us. It's either heaven or hell. And it really is that simple. We are going to decide where we're going to spend our eternity. And as we think about heaven, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, "Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven." There's many passages that we can elaborate upon talking about how great heaven is. But in this passage, Luke is telling us that the kingdom of heaven is great. It is a reward. And so we get from this that God loves us and He wants us to live eternally with Him. It's pretty simple, isn't it? We can go to a place that is a reward, the Bible describes it. We can be in the presence of God who loves us so very much. Or we can choose hell. Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 says, "Do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." In Luke 3:17, talking about the winnowing fork, that's an instrument used to separate the wheat from the chaff, so the good from the bad. "So his winnowing fork is in his hand to thoroughly clear his threshing floor, to gather the wheat into the barn, but he will burn the chaff with unquenchable fire." And we all know these simple facts, but Satan hates us, and he wants us to burn eternally. He wants us to be punished eternally. He wants us to be with him, away from the presence of God. So basically, that is our two choices. And we are so thankful that we have a choice. Because if it wasn't for the death of Jesus, we wouldn't have the choice. But God did his part. He sent his Son to die for us, to make it possible for us to have the choice to choose heaven. And we can take advantage of the plan of redemption that God has put forth. We can hear the gospel that Jesus came to this earth and that he died for us. And that hinges the gospel that he was the Son of God. He made the provisions to take away our sins if we are simply obedient to him. If we believe that message, that good news, that Christ, God's Son, came here to die for us, and we believe it with our heart, and we will cause us to change, we will repent, that means we will turn from this world and turn toward God. It's not sinless perfection, but it is a turn that we are going to move toward God and away from things that are wrong. And with that repentance, we will confess Jesus as our Lord. With the heart man believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, I do believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And upon that confession, we are willing to be immersed in water. There's water behind me. Willing to be baptized in water for the remission of sins. In Galatians 3:27, that's how we get into Christ. For those of us who are clothed with Christ have been baptized into Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 tells the same thing, talking about in the days of Noah when the ark was preparing, wherein eight souls were saved by water. That like figure, as Noah was saved by the water, the like figure, warranty baptism does also now save us. It puts us into Christ. See, God made it possible for us to go to heaven if we take advantage of what God has revealed to us. And the last passage I'm going to read is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Because it says that we need to live eternal. To live eternal, we must also live a godly life after we've been baptized. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul tells us, If you have been raised with Christ, you've been baptized and raised from the waters of baptism. If you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, those heavenly things, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. God made it possible. The choice is yours. It's either going to be heaven or it's going to be hell. That, my brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors, is going to be your greatest choice. Choose wisely with your soul. You can choose to be a Christian this evening or make things right if you're not one. With that opportunity is before you now as we stand and as we sing.